Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning. This program is sponsored by the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario. It's also sponsored by the very generous support of Wills Transfer Limited, 3100 Swansea Drive, Ottawa. My name is Pastor Juliette, and I'm the minister at First Baptist Church in Perth, Ontario. And it's a joy to be with you this morning. And we're looking this morning at the promises of God, and one in particular, namely, God is always with me. I will not fear. Let me say that again. God is always with you and me. We will not fear. Now, when you think of the word promise, I wonder if you can think back to when you were little and you made perhaps a pinky promise with a classmate or a neighbor or a brother or a sister. Can you remember the first promise you ever made? Can you remember the first promise ever made to you? The first promise I remember is that of my grandmother offering at the end of exams, or really the end of school, to take me to the Toronto Zoo. And that she did. She was faithful to her promise. But the problem is often when we think about promises, we can't help but think about broken promises. We think about promises that have not been kept either in our childhood, perhaps at school, in our marriages, our friendships. And they haven't been kept because, quite frankly, we're faulty as humans. We're not perfect. Well, my prayer is that today, that you will hear a fresh word from God. Namely, that He is always with you. That you need not fear, because He is faithful to His promises. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a promise keeper. We thank you that you delight in promises. It's what you do, and you do it best. Will you speak to us today and give us a fresh word of God? And touch us by your grace and your spirit. Fill us with hope this hour, that we need not fear, for you are always with us. Amen. Well, friends, I did a little research on what famous people have had to say about promises. Machiavelli once famously said, "The promise given was a necessity of the past, and the word broken is a necessity of the present." Wow. Somewhat cynical. What about Napoleon Bonaparte? Well, he said, "The best way to keep one's word is not to give it." Prudent advice, perhaps. Norman Vincent Peale says promises are like crying babies in a theater. They should be carried out at once. Jonathan Swift says promises and pie crusts are made to be broken. Jean-Jacques Rousseau says those that are most slow in making a promise are the most faithful in the performance of it. And Dwight Moody says, "God never made a promise that was too good to be true." Friends, we're going to come back and listen to the theology of a promise. But first, we'll pause and listen to a beautiful song by the Katinas. The song is entitled, "Thank You."
Just a little while longer, wanna pray. You offer my soul, came to say thank you, Lord, just for loving me. All right,
Many times I do forget every need that you have met. Oh, thank you, Lord. I know you're showing me. You are there when I am down and out. You're holding me. Your love is so amazing. Oh, it changed me. Say, so here I am with all I have. I raise my hands to worship you. I wanna say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Welcome back. Today we're going to explore God's promise, and namely the promise that He is always with us, and so we need not fear. Let's first look at the theology of a promise. What's fascinating about God is that He's a promiser by nature. And what I mean by that is that His promises are a natural extension of who He is. We know that God is love, according to 1 John 4, and out of that love is a yearning for relationship and a yearning for intimacy with humans. And out of that love and yearning for relationship flows promise after promise. Let me give you an example of what I mean. myself, when I dated my husband Michael for a year before getting married, I couldn't wait to see him. I yearned for relationship and intimacy. Well, one night he treated me to a lovely dinner, and after dinner he presented me with a promise, namely an engagement ring. And he promised, by putting that ring upon my finger, that he would marry me. You see, that promise was an extension of his love for me. Well, fast forward a year from that date. Well, then, Michael put another ring on my finger. This time it was the wedding ring beside the engagement ring. And the wedding ring was a covenant or a promise that Michael would be faithful to me. And again, that ring was an extension of his love for me. Well, likewise, God is forever making promises to his people because he is a promiser by nature. Now, unlike humans, he always, always, always keeps his promises. Technically, he makes two types of promises. The first is conditional. Conditional. For example, in the book of Romans, we see that if we repent and believe upon Jesus Christ, then we shall be saved. There's an if-then correlation. This is a conditional promise upon repentance and belief. Other promises in the Bible are completely unconditional. For example, in Genesis, God promised to Abraham that he would make his descendants as numerous as the stars. No strings attached. No conditions at all. So the Bible is full of promises, both conditional and unconditional. And there's a misunderstanding nowadays that all of these promises are for anyone, anywhere, anytime. In truth, these promises are primarily for believers in Jesus Christ, followers of God Almighty. There is one exception, however, for the unbeliever, the person who has not yet turned to Christ. There is a promise in John 3:16. Namely, God sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall receive eternal life. And maybe that promise pertains to you this morning. If you have not yet believed in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do so this morning, and you shall receive eternal life, and you shall be adopted into the family of God, and you shall then have access to every great promise in the Holy Bible. So there are many promises in the Bible. In fact, one person estimates that there are 3,573 promises waiting for his children to claim. Now, interestingly, there's actually a direct connection between our faith and promises. When we read promises in the Bible, we're not meant to gloss over them. They're actually meant to be claimed in faith for ourselves today, in 2014. Sadly, though, many Christians have stopped claiming these promises, thinking that they are really just historical claims. And so there's actually a poverty in promise claiming nowadays. The truth is, the promises in the Bible are ours to claim by faith, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And so today we're going to claim a promise. We're going to claim the promise that God is always with us, and so we need not fear. We need not fear. First, though, let's listen to a song. By the Tree is the name of the group, and the song is called Wait.
My soul, nothing else will do.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about the promises of God, and in particular, we want to look at the fact that God is always with us, and so we need not fear. Did you know that Satan's number one tactic is fear? I discovered that 10% of Americans suffer from a diagnosed phobia, and the top 10 phobias are the following. Number one is acrophobia, which is a fear of heights. Number two, claustrophobia, which is a fear of enclosed spaces. Number three, some people suffer from nyctophobia, a fear of the dark. Others suffer from ophidophobia, which is a fear of snakes. Then there's arachnophobia, a fear of spiders. Trypophobia, which is a fear of injection of medical needles. Astrophobia is a fear of thunder and lightning. Nosophobia is a fear of having a disease. Mysophobia is a fear of germs. And triskaidekaphobia is the fear of the number 13. These are just 10 of the most popular fears, but there's over 600 documented phobias in society. I wonder what you fear. Maybe you fear the dark. Maybe you fear getting old. Maybe you fear death itself. Well, here's the good news. 2 Timothy declares, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. And it's not God's intent for us to be afraid of anything, whether it's snakes or needles or the number 13. Now, to combat this fear that we humans can have, God gives us a very popular promise, namely, I, Jesus Christ, will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus Christ said this promise to his disciples before he ascended. And this promise from the heart of God that he will never leave us nor forsake us, it actually first appears in Joshua chapter 1, when God says through Joshua, be strong and courageous, do not fear, I am with you, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. The psalmist says the same sort of thing. He says, thy commands are always with me. Another psalmist writes, where can I flee from your spirit? I can't escape him. If I go up to the heavens, he is there. If I go to the pits, he is there. Translation, friends, God is always with us. So I don't know what you're facing right now. Perhaps you're facing medical tests and uncertainty about your health. Perhaps you're recently widowed. Take heart this morning. God is always with you. Now, I wonder if you've ever woken up and said to yourself, I think that God is not with me today. I actually foolishly once said that recently. I was on vacation with my husband, and I had become a bit slack in my devotionals, and I honestly started to think, gee, I wonder if God is with us on this vacation. I'm having too much fun. I'm leaving God out. Well, my husband and I went snorkeling, and we snorkeled together a little while, and then we had an arrangement that I would leave him for an hour to go on a bus trip up the mountain to a scenic lookout. But for some reason, while I was snorkeling beside my husband, I had this still small voice continually saying to me, stay by Michael's side. I couldn't quite understand this. I really wanted to go on the bus trip, but I kept hearing this voice, stay by Michael's side. Well, Michael looked up while snorkeling, and without even realizing it, he had blood running down from his nose through his snorkel mask. He was completely unaware that he was bleeding, and to make matters worse, we were in shark waters. This is a beautiful example that God never left us, and he never forsake us. He was with us, and it had nothing to do with whether or not I was doing my devotionals. God is omnipresent. He is eternal. He is everywhere and constantly with us. So, the good news is that he is with you as well. Whatever you're going through, whatever the pain, whatever the anxiety, whatever the fear, God is with you and he is all you need. I like how James MacDonald defines a promise. He says a promise is the assurance that God gives his people so that they can walk by faith while they wait for God to work. Did you catch that? We wait and God works because God is faithful. Now, I don't want to mislead you and to open up the whole counsel of the Word of God, I do want to point out that there are four conditions under which God could slightly turn his face away from us. He never abandons us. He never forsakes us, but he can turn his face away. The first is pride. Psalm 138 says, "The Lord regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar." And so be careful, because pride will put some distance between you and the Almighty God. Secondly, being worldly. James 4 says, "Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." Translation, you cannot have your cake and eat it too. If you want to walk intimately with God and know his presence intimately, you cannot simultaneously be a friend of the world and crave after the things the world longs for. The other caution is for rebellion. Isaiah says, "Why will you continue to rebel? When you spread out your hands in prayer, I, God, will hide my eyes from you. Even when you offer many prayers, I am not listening," says the book of Isaiah. Rebellion is not conducive to intimacy with God. And lastly, sin. Psalm 66 says, "If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear." And so it doesn't matter how many times you pray. If there is wickedness in your heart, the Lord will not hear. These are just some words of caution. Yes, the Lord is always with us. Yes, the Lord will never forsake us. But to truly, intimately walk hand in hand with our Lord Almighty, we must do our utmost to ensure that we remain humble, that we are not worldly, that we are not rebelling, and we are not sinful. Now, let's say you have committed a sin. You've fallen off the horse. I don't want you to be discouraged this morning. Romans 8 says, "We know that God causes all things to work for good for those who love God." And so, my friends, whatever it is that you may have done wrong, however it is you may have messed up, come back to God this morning. God will work all things out for good for those who love him. And know that you are never, ever, ever alone, that God is always with you. And so you have nothing to fear, nothing to dread in the days ahead. Will you join with me in prayer? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are always with us. You never leave us and you never forsake us. That's a promise you first gave to Joshua and then through your own Son, Jesus Christ. I pray for the listener today who's been feeling lonely and alone. And Lord, I pray that you will just remind them that they are never alone. Christ lives in them. Christ in us, the hope of glory, says the book of Colossians. I pray, Lord, for the listener who's been afraid. And I pray that they would fear not. For God is always with them and God is in control. And God, you give us not a spirit of timidity and fear, but of power and love and self-control. God, we thank you that you are always with us. Bless us this day and receive all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio.